The task for investigators at the Florida Hospital Sanford Burnham Translational Research Institute for Metabolism and Diabetes is, in a way, quite simple. Along with investigators at 20 other research facilities across the country, they're going to look at whether taking a vitamin D supplement can prevent diabetes. Researcher Richard Prattley says existing studies suggest that's the case. The body makes vitamin D when exposed to sunlight, but Prattley says many people, when tested, discover their vitamin D levels are low.
So even though we live in Florida where we get plenty of sunshine, there are a fair number of people with vitamin D deficiency. And in particular, people at risk for diabetes, including people who are overweight, are at higher risk for also having low vitamin D levels for reasons that we don't understand.
The Translational Research Institute is currently recruiting 150 pre-diabetics for the study, which could last up to 4 years. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.